So now let us turn to the second set, if you like, the bottom set of five spokes. These represent three things, or rather three sets of five items. In the first place, these five spokes represent the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, space. They also represent the five aggregates of conditioned existence: form, feelings, perceptions, impulses, and consciousness. And finally represent the five mental poisons of infatuation, aversion, conceit, passion, and envy. Now, I've dealt with the first two sets last week. That is to say, the five elements and the five aggregates, so I'm not going to say anything about them now. But just a few words about the third set, that is to say, the five mental poisons. Not a very pleasant list, I'm afraid. First of all, there's infatuation. This is dullness, stupidity, unawareness, unmindfulness, also mental confusion, bewilderment. It's a sort of basic spiritual ignorance and darkness, a state that is, as it were, sluggish, but at the same time chaotic. This is infatuation. And then secondly, aversion. This covers such things as dislike, hatred, enmity, and ill will, the desire to harm another, the craving for revenge, and it consists, in a general way, we may say, in a negative, inimical attitude towards other living beings. This is aversion. And then conceit. This consists in comparing oneself with others, thinking of others as superior to oneself, or inferior to oneself, or even equal to oneself. And we see here that humility, according to this teaching, is a form of conceit. Egalitarianism too is a form of conceit. This might give food for thought to political thinkers. And fourthly, there's passion. Passion is insatiable craving for pleasure, for enjoyment, for amusement, for luxury, is uncontrollable sexual desire and attachment to material things. And fifthly, envy. Envy is grudging others their good fortune, feeling displeasure and uneasiness at their happiness. It's an attitude of carping, refusal to give recognition, refusal even to appreciate.